you know, the governor wants to make sure that all the agencies are operating efficiently. They're using taxpayer dollars wisely. Of course, for higher ed, it's also about student tuition dollars being used properly and aligning all the things that we do as a university with our mission, our strategic plan, our core themes.
Explain the process briefly, if you would, how the university evaluated all different programs, degrees, schools.
Sure. Well, each division, first of all, delineated the programs within it. On the academic side, we also evaluated not only programs, but each academic department as a unit. And so the entire process really involved over 600 separate evaluations. Each program at the university was evaluated according to a set of pre-established criteria that we developed with input from the entire campus. And then for each of those criteria, we develop a set of metrics, that is data or other information that would help us gauge how a program was doing in meeting the established criteria. Those metrics were then scored for each criterion, as well as an overall score being produced for each program. And then coupling those scores with contextual information, we were able to identify deficiencies and ultimately place each program in one of five prioritization quintiles. So the programs that were in the bottom quintile were required to develop action plans for improvement. Those plans could include discontinuation or consolidation with other programs, but in any case, those action plans needed to be substantive. And at Boise State, we required all of our deans and all of our vice presidents to place at least 20% of their programs in the bottom quintile. But in the end, we actually developed action plans for the vast majority of our programs, not just those in the lowest quintile.
And things that will not continue in their current form, essentially the evaluation process, what led you to a conclusion that the return on the university's investment was just not substantial enough?
Well,
is that right?
Yes, that's right. We had we established four criteria by which to evaluate the programs. We established one was relevance. Are we keeping up with the times? Do we have the right outcomes? Another was quality. Are we doing it well? Are we assessing our programs, closing the loop with well-reasoned modifications to our programs? Productivity. Is a program contributing to the role and mission of the university? Does it make a significant impact? And then finally, efficiency. Is the program making good use of its resources? And for degree programs, are we producing graduates in a timely and cost-efficient manner? So those were the four criteria. And based on the scores within those criteria, we were able to identify specific areas that needed to be improved upon. And so that's where those action plans were developed to address specific deficiencies.
Does this in any way make Boise State or at the University of Idaho, it or in Pocatello, Idaho State University, any less of a university?
No, I think on the contrary, it really improves everything that we do. We have a lot of work to do, but this really creates a framework by which we can move forward. This university-wide, year-long conversation that we had really clarified some of the things that we're doing well, but also areas that we really need to work on in the coming years to improve upon. So I think we will be a better university for it. Our programs will be more relevant, higher quality, and we'll do things more efficiently.